Roberts wrote the majority opinion and explained why the individual mandate is constitutional. But the ruling may have actually made the entire health care law invalid. I'll tell you why in a minute. But first, let's get to the background. During the fight to pass the Affordable Care Act in 2010, Democrat lawmakers continually insisted that the health care law was not a tax, rather was enforceable under the Commerce Clause. In fact, President Obama insisted that the law was not a tax as he debated ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Merriam-Webster's dictionary, tax, a charge usually of money imposed by authority on persons or property for public purposes.
George, the fact that you looked up Merriam's dictionary, the definition of tax increase indicates to me that you're stretching a little bit right now. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone to the dictionary to check on the definition.
Well, no.
I mean, what you're saying
I wanted to check for myself, but your critics say it is a tax increase.
But it wasn't just the critics calling the health care law a tax increase. Because when the government's lawyers argued before the Supreme Court, they flipped the position lawmakers have been taking and insisted that the Affordable Care Act was a tax increase. And it was that argument that may have saved the health care law. Chief Justice Roberts agreed with the government's position that the, quote, shared responsibility payment under the Affordable Care Act is a tax and not a penalty. Under the Constitution, Congress has the authority to regulate federal tax. So, what makes it a tax? According to Roberts, the payment is not so high that there really is no choice but to buy health insurance. The payment is not limited to willful violations, as penalties for unlawful acts often are. And the payment is collected solely by the IRS through the normal means of taxation. Now, Roberts went on to say that if you don't want to buy health insurance, you pay a price. There's nothing else really that will happen to you. You're not thrown in jail or otherwise punished. You see, this act bars the IRS from many of its bag of enforcement tricks, such as criminal prosecutions and levies. Chief Justice Roberts reasoned that choosing not to comply with the mandate can only subject you to what amounts to a tax. That means the Affordable Care Act is now the biggest tax increase in U.S. history. The Congressional Budget Office in March predicted the health care law will cost $1.76 trillion over 10 years. That's double what lawmakers claimed it would cost when they passed the law. As for the penalties, in 2016, that's when the penalty is fully phased in, it would be $695 for each individual adult who does not have health insurance, or 2.5% of household income, whichever one's greater. Now, the penalty will increase annually based on cost of living. As for businesses, well, if you don't offer health insurance, if an employee gets a subsidy, you're going to have to pay a fee of $2,000 for every full-time employee you have. Even if you offer health insurance, you could still be penalized up to $3,000 for each employee receiving a subsidy. And none of that counts the more than $1 trillion in tax increases that the feds will tack on to health insurance plans, medical devices, tanning beds, and much more. It's always passed on to the consumer, which means who pays for it? You and I. So what you need to know is why under this ruling, the Supreme Court may have just invalidated the entire health care law. Article 1, Section 7 of the U.S. Constitution. All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. What many people may have forgotten, the House barely passed a version of the health care law. The Senate passed a version of their own. Then the House version hit a roadblock in the Senate. So Democrats, because it wasn't a tax bill, they pulled the Senate version from reconciliation and they deemed it passed rather than risking another vote in the House. So you see what I'm saying? If that's accurate and the health care law is a tax, as the Supreme Court now says that it was not lawfully passed. Something worth looking into further. But for now, that is Reality Check.